Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address sessions of the 16th summit of the BRICS grouping at Kazan in Russia today, to also hold key bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the summit. National capital Delhi's air quality remains in very poor category. Centre informs the Supreme Court regulation on penalty for stubble burning to be issued in 10 days. Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi files nomination for Lok Sabha by-poll in Wayanad. Shiv Sena announces names of 45 candidates and NCP 38 for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Odisha administration kept on high alert as cyclonic storm Dana approaches, evacuations underway and schools and colleges closed for 3 days. In hockey, first match of Indo-Germany series to be held at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon, and at Sultan of Johor Cup, junior men's team to face Australia in Malaysia this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address various sessions of the 16th summit of the BRICS grouping in Kazan, Russia today. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. The Prime Minister will also hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the summit. The meeting between Prime Minister Modi and the Chinese President will be the first structured meeting in the last 5 years. The two leaders met last in 2023 on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in South Africa. Today's meeting assumes significance in the backdrop of the two countries arriving at an agreement on patrolling arrangements in areas along the line of actual control. Now we go live to our correspondent Naseem Naqvi, who is present in Kazan. Naseem, what is the latest update you have about the summit for us?
The latest update also is that the restricted format of the plenary session is on. The session was delayed by half an hour or so, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also make his intervention in this restricted format of this BRICS. And another piece of information which I'm getting is that the discussions are taking place on the theme of the summit, that is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Here the important point is that BRICS is fast expanding, and it is not thinking in terms of BRICS member countries only. It has now global plans for development and security.
Right, Naseem. Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping this afternoon. What is on the table for discussion?
There may be many issues. As you know, that we have reached an agreement this week itself on the LAC. So the leaders are meeting after a long time, and Mr. Modi and Mr. Jinping will be meeting after 5 years in a formatted, in a structured, as they say in diplomacy, structured format of the talks. As you know, there have been pauses and hiccups over many years in our relationship with China. The outcome will be known in a while.
Right, Naseem, thank you for joining us with those details. Yesterday, Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with the presidents of Russia and Iran, wherein he stressed the need for peaceful resolution of issues and said that war does not bring solutions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the Ayushman Bharat scheme is a leading social security program, with over 63 million people having benefited from it. She said the scheme covers all individuals over 70, regardless of background. She said this during an interaction session at the Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania in USA.
More than 63 million hospital admissions have been absolutely serviced under this Ayushman Bharat scheme. So the scheme, however much any other state may want to do, they can still do something. But this scheme launched by us takes care of the health insurance. And now this card or this paperless, cashless Ayushman Bharat is available for everybody over 70 years of age.
The finance minister outlined India's goal to become a developed nation by 2047, focusing on four key areas: infrastructure, investment, innovation, and inclusiveness. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the Midday News. In Kerala, Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi submitted her nomination papers before the returning officer of the Wayanad parliamentary constituency this afternoon. By poll in the constituency will be held on the 13th of next month, along with Chelakara Reserved and Palakkad Assembly constituencies. A report from our Kochi correspondent.
This is Priyanka's first foray into an electoral battle. She was given a rousing reception on her arrival in Kolkata town with several hundreds of party workers lining up the streets. She participated in a roadshow in an open vehicle accompanied by Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, AICC General Secretary K.C. Venugopal, senior leaders of the State Congress and UDF Alliance partners. Later, addressing a public meeting in the town, she said it is a privilege and honor for her to become a part of Wayanad. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party have announced the names of their candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Legislative Assembly elections. More from our correspondent.
The Nationalist Congress Party has released its first list of 38 candidates today for the Maharashtra Assembly elections, featuring Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar's candidature from the Baramati constituency, which he currently represents. Additionally, Chagan Bhujbal will contest from Yevla, Dilip Varse Patil from Ambegaon, Hassan Mushrif from Kagal, and Dhananjay Munde from Paradi. Legislative Assembly Deputy Speaker Narhari Jhirwar, Dharmarao Atram, and Aditi Tatkare are also set to enter the fray from Dindori, Aheri, and Sri Vardhan, respectively. Sena announced its first list of 45 candidates. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde will be recontesting from the Kopri Pats Pakhadi constituency. Additionally, State Minister Abdul Sattar will stand for election in Sillod, Sanjay Rathod in Digras, Santosh Bangar in Kalamnuri, and Sanjay Shirsat in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar West. Meanwhile, the Maharashtra Navanirman Sena has also announced its second list of 45 candidates. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Delhi's air quality continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index in the national capital was recorded at 367 at 12 noon. Delhiites woke up to a thick layer of smog this morning. The Supreme Court today said that the Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM Act, provision on penalty for stubble burning is not being implemented. The apex court further said the Commission for Air Quality Management Act was enacted without creating required machinery for implementing a law to curb air pollution. Additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhati, representing the centre, assured the court that rules would be finalised within 10 days and the act would be made fully operational. The SC also took strong exception on Punjab and Haryana governments not taking any action against people for stubble burning. Complying with the directions of the Supreme Court and Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to bring down stubble burning cases, Punjab police has initiated a massive campaign to educate farmers about harmful effects of stubble burning and also taking legal action against defaulters. Special Director General of Police Law and Order, Arpit Shukla, has been assigned the task to monitor and take appropriate action. More from our correspondent.
Arpit Shukla, along with concerned district civil and police officials, is conducting joint tours at identified villages and holding public awareness meetings with various farmers, Kisan unions at district and sub-divisional level, motivating them to shun stubble burning. Shukla said joint teams are inspecting on the spot and police teams have registered FIRs in over 900 cases. Apart from that, penalties worth over rupees 11 lakh have been imposed in about 400 cases and red entries have also been made in revenue records of hundreds of farmers who are involved in stubble burning. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Bombay High Court has granted bail to gangster Chota Rajan, who was convicted in the murder of hotelier Jaya Shetty in 2001. On the 30th of May this year, Chota Rajan and others were convicted by a special Mokoka court, and Rajan was sentenced to life imprisonment. Today, a division bench of Justice Revati Mohite Dere and Justice Prithviraj Chavan granted bail to Rajan and suspended his life sentence until his appeal against the special Mokoka court's judgment is decided. The death toll in the under-construction building collapse incident in Bengaluru has risen to 5 as the rescue operation continues. The 6-story building tilted and collapsed yesterday evening in Babusapalya, leaving 21 workers stranded inside. Joint rescue teams are conducting the rescue operation. Total 13 persons have been rescued so far. A case is filed against the owner and contractor for unauthorized construction. The centre today rolled out the second phase sale of Bharat brand Chana Dal through National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India Limited, NCCF, and National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India Limited, NAFID vans in New Delhi. During the flagging off ceremony of the vans, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said, Bharat Chana Dal will be available at 70 rupees per kilogram and Chana at 58 rupees per kilogram in the Kendriya Bhandars, mobile vans, NAFED e-commerce platforms and big chain retails. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is most likely to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra off Odisha coast in the late night of tomorrow or early morning of Friday. The wind speed of Dana will be 100 to 120 kilometers per hour during the landfall. The Met Department has said the depression over the east central Bay of Bengal has turned into a severe cyclonic storm this morning. More from our Odisha correspondent.
Rains and strong winds have started in Kendrapada and Jagatsinghpur districts and nearby areas of Odisha since this afternoon under the impact of Dana. The Odisha government has kept the administration of coastal districts of Jagatsinghpur, Kendrapada, Bhadrak and Baleswar on very high alert in view of the severe cyclonic storm. Evacuations from potentially impacted areas are going on and are likely to be completed by today evening. All schools, colleges and universities in 14 coastal and neighboring districts are closed for 3 days from today. Leaves of doctors and government employees have been cancelled, while a large number of passenger trains have been cancelled by East Coast Railways. Fishermen have been banned from entering the sea. The IMD has predicted very heavy rainfall in Baleswar, Jagatsinghpur, Kendrapada, Bhadrak in the next 3 hours. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
As the severe cyclone is likely to affect the Bhitarkanika National Park in Kendrapada district of Odisha, forest officials are taking all precautionary measures to save the animals and many other species of flora and fauna in the national park. Talking to media in New Delhi, NDRF DIG Mohsin Shahidi said 4 teams have been kept in reserve in West Bengal. He added that preparations have been made in Andhra Pradesh's Vizag as well. The NDRF DIG said there are teams in Chhattisgarh as well as Jharkhand. He said they expect maximum evacuation to be done today before the landfall of the cyclone tomorrow. On to sports and hockey, bilateral series between India and Germany will kick off at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. This marks the return of international hockey to the Indian capital after a decade. Hockey India has announced free entry for spectators in the stadium through a digital ticketing system. Fans can also watch the live streaming of the match on DD Sports. In Sultan of Johor Cup hockey, the Indian junior men's team will face Australia in Johor, Malaysia today. The match will begin at 3:45 p.m. IST. Yesterday, the Indian junior men's team registered a solid 4-2 victory over Malaysia. The Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally by the Indian Air Force and Uttarakhand War Memorial will arrive in Guwahati this evening. In a move to boost the morale of the air warriors, the Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, is also driving a vehicle from Hashimara to Guwahati. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address sessions of 16th Summit of BRICS grouping at Kazan in Russia today, to also hold key bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the summit. National capital Delhi's air quality remains in very poor category, Centre informs Supreme Court. Regulation on penalty for stubble burning to be issued in 10 days. Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi files nomination for Lok Sabha by poll in Wayanad. Shiv Sena announces names of 45 candidates, NCP 38 for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Odisha administration kept on high alert as cyclonic storm Dana approaches. Evacuations underway, schools, colleges closed for 3 days. In hockey, first match of India-Germany series to be held in New Delhi this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.